Do you count on John Tory making the decision the same day as you? Does it matter? Does it take any bloom off the rose? How are you feeling about that?
No, I'm really excited about today. I'm looking forward to launching my campaign and building a better city.
Did it ever occur to you that if John was in or another on the right side, that it might not be the place for you? Or how did you reconcile all of this?
You know, I believe that Toronto needs a responsible and accountable leader that's going to get things done. So I have a great track record that I'm proud of, and I'm looking forward to a great campaign for the city.
But the three of you, if I can include Rob Ford, seem to be thinking and talking about the same thing, perhaps not acting the same way, but I think it could be fair to say you, all three of you, are center to center right, in favor of a taxpayer, in favor of transit. What differentiates any of you from each other?
Yeah, I've got 10 years on council where I've been making decisions, I've been fiscally responsible, I've been working for the taxpayer, I've been working to build a better city, and I get it. You know, I'm like everybody else. I have a mortgage, I've got kids, I've got, I try to get around and make sure that, I suffer from the impacts of congestion as well. So I think that based on my experience and what I've been able to accomplish on council, that I am in the best place to offer the City of Toronto the kind of responsible and accountable leadership it needs.
And your priority will be?
Absolute priority will be reducing congestion, fostering safe neighborhoods, keeping taxes low, and making sure we're getting things done.
How nasty of a campaign do you think this is going to get, Karen? I mean, the Ford brothers have made no secret of the fact that they think it's going to be a bloodbath.
I'm looking forward to this campaign. I think the people of the city are engaged in a way they haven't been before. And I think we're going to see high voter turnout, and I'm very excited about the 8 months ahead.
Why do you think the voter turnout will be higher?
I just think the last 4 years have really caused people to think and reflect upon the kind of city that they want. And the people are telling me that they want someone who can get things done, a leader that's accountable and responsible, and that understands what they want out of a city.
Am I hearing what you're not saying, which might be you think there are a lot of people who really think they want to get rid of Rob Ford because of his behavior and the kind of attention he's brought to the city, but have never voted in the past and will come out to make sure that happens?
I believe the last 4 years have just caused people to step up and think about what they want for their city. And the people that I'm talking to every day, they want a city that is affordable, livable, and a one where they can get around. And they want a mayor that is accountable and responsible. And that's the campaign that I want to run, and that's the mayor I want to be.
Okay, again, I asked John Tory this earlier. How concerned are you about splitting the vote on the right?
I'm very concerned that we might end up with an NDP government. And we had 7 years with Miller, and we don't want to go back there. So I'm going to run a good campaign, and again, one that is reflective of what the people of the city want to see.
Okay, thanks for talking to us.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.